How tough was Sunday?
I'm looking forward to this week. You know, practice yesterday. Guys is really excited about this next week, and that's really what it's all about.
You had a great game, 108 yards, and then a couple of mistakes at the end. I mean, what are your thoughts on the overall, the whole thing? Did it ruin it for you at the end?
Oh, my thoughts on it is getting to this next week and just preparing as much as I can to be ready for this game, of course.
When Caleb sat next to you at the end of that game, what'd he tell you?
You know, I'm all about this week. You know, I'm ready to go this, you know, today, tomorrow. And, you know, I'm not the best at this stuff. But, yeah, like I said, with this interview and mess. But, yeah, like I said, you know, guys, just make sure guys is ready to go for this week. And, you know, still got the same type of enthusiasm and excitement that we need for this game.
Let me ask you this way then. You wanted to talk about this week and moving forward to this game coming up. Is it tough to put something either bad or good behind you? Do you just look at this game forward? You know, do you want to rebound from last game? Do you just when you're preparing for the Seahawks, are you just thinking about that, or does anything?
That's all. You know, anything else could possibly distract you. So for me personally, I'm just all about making sure I know what I'm doing this week and understanding the concepts for this week and understanding the protections for this week, so I can be at my best.
I know you don't want to talk about it, but you know it obviously was one of the crucial plays during the game when you went out of bounds.
I'm trying to be disrespectful, man. You know, I just move on. You know, just bear with me.
There are a lot of people that are wondering, you know, because they haven't had a chance to hear from you. So why do you stay so quiet?
I mean, I've been like this, you know, all my life, really high school. You know, I wasn't a guy to be in the TV interview, you know, only when I'd be asked to do it. And that's kind of something that I hope people will respect from me. You know, it's not like I don't do it. You know, I do a few. You know, but I believe because of the circumstances that took place, you know, a lot want to know. But like I said, it's all about this week and doing what I can do to help this ball club win.
Forget about us for a second. The most important thing is that locker room and your teammates. Do you have to say anything after a game like that?
No, you know, even after that, a lot of, you know, guys here is great, you know. And that was a blessing, you know, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day, you know, guys, because, you know, that's who we are, you know, and I believe that being here, you know, even though it's been for this short period of time, you know, the fellas in there, you know, you got some big dog, you know, Lack, Briggs, you know, just guys reaching the offensive line, and it's just great to have that, you know, and, you know, going to the next game with that on your shoulders. You know, knowing that guys, you know, got love for you.
Is it hard to shake off as a team what happened last week? I mean, that's not an ordinary loss to move forward here because there are three games remaining in the season.
Just got to go ahead and move on, like I said, and just learn from, you know, of course, and then just go on to the next game, you know, remaining enthusiastic about, you know, finishing out the season strong.